Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Byrna Technologies, ticker Byrn, a smaller player in the less lethal defense space that's been making some interesting moves lately. Byrna specializes in non-lethal munitions and personal security devices, selling everything from handheld launchers to chemical irritant rounds. The stock has taken a serious beating over the past year, down more than 80%. So the question is whether this is a value opportunity or a business hitting real headwinds. The company operates primarily in the US and South Africa, with a focus on law enforcement, consumer, and international channels. CEO Con Davis has been steering the ship through a period of product expansion, including a recent definitive agreement to acquire assets from Hero Defense Systems. That deal adds compact, everyday carry personal defense products aimed at smaller form factors and lower price points, which could help broaden the customer base beyond the current enthusiast and professional segments. Looking at the latest full-year results, revenue reached about $118 million, with the vast majority coming from product sales and a small royalty component. Geographically, the U.S. dominates, though Canada and South Africa contribute modest slices. The big story in the most recent quarter was a steep 42% year-over-year drop in sales, driven by softer e-commerce traffic and weaker conversion rates. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 delivered a solid net income of roughly $9.7 million or 43 cents per share, a big improvement from prior years that were mostly in the red. However, the second quarter of 2026 came in well below expectations with a 44 cent loss versus the consensus forecast of a 10 cent loss. Gross margins also took a hit from inventory write-downs, and management described the period as a reset while they overhaul marketing, retail, and operations. During the earnings call, leadership highlighted ongoing efforts to improve manufacturing efficiencies and expand the product portfolio for long-term growth. They noted that cash should improve through inventory reduction and holiday sales, while emphasizing the strategic importance of the Hero acquisition to capture new use cases and entry-level buyers. The tone was realistic about near-term challenges, but optimistic on the repositioning underway. The balance sheet remains a bright spot. Byrna holds around $13.7 million in cash, carries almost no debt, and sports a current ratio near 5. Free cash flow turned negative in the most recent year at about $9.2 million, largely due to capital expenditures and working capital swings. But the overall liquidity position gives the company breathing room to execute its reset plan. Trading around $4 a share with a market cap just under $88 million, the stock looks inexpensive on traditional multiples. The trailing PE sits near 17, and the forward PE estimates range from the mid-single digits to the low 20s, depending on the year. Still, these are rough ballpark figures that can shift quickly with any change in growth assumptions or margin recovery, so it's best to think of fair value somewhere in the low to mid-single digits rather than pinning it to an exact target. On the strength side, Byrna benefits from a debt-free balance sheet and a niche leadership position in less lethal technology. Weaknesses include heavy reliance on e-commerce and vulnerability to inventory and marketing missteps that hammered recent results. Opportunities lie in the Hero acquisition and broader retail expansion, while threats range from intensifying competition in personal defense to potential macroeconomic pressure on discretionary spending. Price action has been brutal, with the stock down 44% in the last month alone and more than 80% over the trailing year. The chart shows a clear downtrend with no immediate signs of stabilization, though the cash-rich balance sheet could provide a floor if execution improves. Wrapping up, Byrna is in the middle of a tough reset, but the combination of a clean balance sheet, new product initiatives, and a strategic tuck-in acquisition gives it a fighting chance to stabilize. This is a high-risk name suited for investors comfortable with volatility and willing to wait for the turnaround to play out. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.